I wish Happy New Year to everybody. My professor's name is Dr. Grace Navamba. My name is Vamshi. I work as a research associate in Textile Technology Laboratory at Southern University Agriculture Research and Extension Center. And Lisa was an undergrad. She graduated now, was involved in this project. And today our topic is improving UV protection of cotton fabrics through digital textile printing. Let me cover little basics and background of UV. That's a whole spectrum of electromagnetic spectrum. And UV is classified into three different areas, UVA, UVB, and UVC. As you see, as wavelength increases, energy decreases. And most of the UVC is blocked by ozone layer, and it doesn't reach the Earth surface. And UVB is the main culprit for the erythema melanoma, which is a serious type of skin cancer, and also eye damage. UVA is pretty much safer, but not.
You should use the mouse.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Then it won't be recorded. You're recording, right? Are you recording your talk?
Yeah, I think so.
Then you should use the mouse pointer.
Oh, okay.
According to you, were saying, are you recording?
Okay, I got it. So basically, UVB is more harmful when you compare to UVA, which is 80 to 90% responsible for your skin reddening and skin cancer and eye damage, etc. And after Australia and New Zealand, USA is one among the countries which has high melanoma rates. And coming to textiles and their role in UV protection, a lot of factors are involved: fiber type, fabric porosity, fabric type, finish type, etc. And some of the synthetics have UV absorbers in their manufacturing level, and it depends. More open the fabric and higher the UV penetration. And also, some of the finish type can affect the UV protection also. And most of the summer wear include cottons and linens, which are basically for their comfort properties, such as breathability and moisture retention. And coming to the cotton fabrics, gray cotton fabrics have their natural pigments, pectin and waxes, which block some of the UV radiation. And approximately 14.4% UV rays transmit through gray cotton fabrics, whereas bleached fabrics are transparent. Around 23.7% of UV radiation transmits through the bleached fabrics. And a lot of work has been done on colorants. And again, variety of factors are involved. And colorant type, which is pigment and dye-based. And when I say dye-based, it could be, I'm referring to the cellulose or cottons, and reactive dyes, direct dyes, VAT dyes. And the UV protection properties, depending on the molecular structure, are dye type. And shear depth, which is also called color strength, has also effect on the UV blocking properties. Generally, darker colors are better than the light and pastel shades because of the dye concentration. And some of the finishes, uniformity is an issue too. Excuse me. Coming to the measurement of UV protection, UPF, which is ultraviolet protection factor, describes the level of sun protection provided by fabrics, which is very similar to SPF, which is used for sunscreen lotions. UPF indicates the level that a fabric can block or transmit UV radiation. And it is measured as Actually, I included the actual formula in the next slide. That's the actual formula according to AATCC test number 183. But it basically involves in a 1 over transmission values. And it ranging from 0 to 50. 0 is worst and 50 is best, or 50 plus. I'm giving a couple of examples here. A garment with UPF value 15 transmits around 6% of UV radiation. In other words, it blocks 94% of UV radiation. Whereas in UPF 50 transmits 2% of UV radiation. In other words, it blocks 98% of UV radiation. And Australia New Zealand method has developed some classification system. Basically, three different classifications: good, very good, and excellent. And the UPF ranges are 15 to 24, 25 to 39, 40 to 50, and 50 plus. And corresponding UVR transmission percentages, this is actually less than or equal to 2.5%. And corresponding UPF ratings are 15, 20 fall under good category, 25 to 35, very good, and 40, 45, 50, and 50 plus fall under excellent. And several organizations were involved: AATCC, as you know, American Association of Textile Chemists and Colorists, ASTM, Society of Testing and Materials. This is Australian New Zealand method, which developed a classification for sun protective clothing. And previous research include fabric properties which affect UV blocking properties. Mainly fabric porosity affect a lot. More open the fabric, like knits are open than oven. So knits, usually a cotton t-shirt would have around 25 to 30 UPF rating. When you compare with the jeans or denims, which has like 50 plus UPF ratings. And heavier, thicker the fabric, the higher the UPF ratings. And also different classes of dyes. I already mentioned for cotton, reactives, directs, and VATs, and some of the dispersed dyes for polyesters were also studied. And I think Ajay from Colorado State, he studied some natural dyes he applied onto the cotton, and they improved UPFs. And also Dr. Cruz from Nebraska University, she studied naturally pigmented cottons, which also showed improvement in UPF values. And we are doing a lot of digital printing related work, and this is the latest coloration technology which was developed around mid-90s or early 90s. This is different from the usual conventional dyeing methods or screen printing methods, which is a surface coloration, and also there is a color limitation. I would say dye concentration limitation for the inks. And our objectives were to explore the possibilities of improving UPF of cotton fabrics through the digital printing, or it's also called inkjet printing. And we explored two major colorants, pigment type and dye type. And also we were interested in reactive printing needs a pre-treatment, and it involved in three different chemicals, which are thickeners, urea, and alkali. So we wanted to find out whether they affect the UV blocking property or not. And also for the pigments, we used binders. So materials include 100% cotton broadcloth, bleached, mercerized, and combed, 419 from test fabrics, And pretreatment chemicals include sodium alginate, high viscosity type, urea, and soda ash. And reactive inks, cyan, light cyan, magenta, light magenta, yellow, orange, gray, and black. They're from Mimaki. And AATCC 1993 standard reference detergent without optical brightener. And instruments include padding machine, fabric printers, pigment-based and reactive dye-based, and steamer, which is needed for reactive printing, and heat press, which is needed for the pigment-type printing, and also washing machine and dryer for the regular washing of the steamed samples. And UPF values were determined by UV transmittance analyzer, and all the color values and K-bar-S values are measured by spectrophotometer. And we were also looking for porosity changes, and they were examined through the microscope. Coming to the pretreatment for reactive-based inks. Pretreatment is needed to avoid ink spread on the fabric during printing, and also it controls the penetration of the ink into the fabric. And the padding liquor consists of alginates 0.8%, urea 10%, soda ash 4%, and remaining water. And all the chemicals were thoroughly blended and lump-free solution padded onto the fabric. There are a couple of parameters which need to be mentioned. Roller pressure and roller speed. Our previous study determined the optimum padding parameters, which were 20 psi and 40 rpm. And printing, we printed four basic colors, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. Squares to compare, and we kept all the options common so that we can compare. The printing was bidirectional, four passes, and the resolution was 720 by 720 dpi. And curing was at 220 Fahrenheit for 1 minute. This is a garment printer which is pigment based, and this is a hot press or you can say, you know, curing machine, which is related to the pigments. And this is a TX2 1600, which work based on the reactive dyes. And steaming is a process which needed for the reactive printing. Steaming was at 220 Fahrenheit for 30 minutes. And then washing procedure was followed by according to AATCC method, which was 6 minute cold wash followed by 6 minute hot wash. And then regular drying and conditioning at 21 C and 65% RH for 24 hours before they were evaluated for their color values. And this is an instrument which measures the UPF values, and also a typical graph looks like this. Basically, it measures the transmittance values, and nine samples were measured, and the average UPF was given from the software. And AATCC 183 is used for the UPF measurements, and mean UPF value was obtained. And spectrophotometer, the procedure we followed was AATCC evaluation procedure 6 with the D65 illuminant and 10 degree observer settings, and all the color values LAB were taken at three different areas, and also shear depth, which is also called color strength, which is a function of reflectance, was also measured. And this is a research-based microscope. We used it for to see whether there is any porosity changes or not. These are the control treated. Treated is with pre-treatment chemicals, and control washed is after steaming. And this set is for pigment, and this is for these two sets are for reactives, and the last set is steamed and washed, and this set is just after printing. And you can see the three categories: good, very good, excellent, and the whichever got less than 15 were non-ratable. And also, the software gives the transmission values at UVA and UVB, and corresponding K-bar is shear depth values are given. Control fabrics, unwashed and washed, have non-ratable UPF rating, which indicates their shear transparency towards UV radiation. Pre-treated control fabric showed slight improvement. Slight is it got rating 5, but still non-ratable because it's less than 15. The pre-treatment chemicals, which are alginates, urea, etc., absorb UV radiation and thus decreasing UVR transmission through the fabric. Post-treatment in reactive printing removes loose surface dyes as well as pre-treatment chemicals, which in turn lowers the UPF value of the printed fabrics. You can see the washed fabric obtained 0. So the washing process removes the loose surface dye as well as the pre-treatment chemicals, which produced 0 rating. Coming to the pigments, magenta and black produced 15, which are under good category. But cyan and yellow are still non-ratable. And when you compare to reactives, they are poorer. Even though the pigments have a very good light fastness properties, they are poor in UV blocking properties. And proper binders, since there is a limitation for percent of colorant, proper binders should be selected to boost their UV blocking ability. And reactives, both unwashed and washed reactives improved UPFs, and they did better than pigments and controls. And cyan, magenta, black produced excellent category of UV protection with UPFs greater than or equal to 40. Because of their size and the number of dye molecules per specific area, they got very good UPF ratings. And this is a fabric porosity study, photomicrographs. Control treated and control washed at 5x magnification. So it tells you there is, they didn't show any considerable difference in fabric porosity from original to washed. This reflected in almost no change in their UPF values. And from the remaining set, out of cyan, magenta, yellow, and black, magenta was selected for the comparison and analysis. And pigment printed were dull. I included the K-bar's value for the pigment. That is pigment, and this is reactive printed, and printed and washed. You can see the difference in K-bar's values. And reactive dyes had bright and saturated shades with higher K-bar's values. And it was also observed that the dye penetration was deeper in case of reactive prints, which influenced their UV transmission values. Coming to the conclusions, reactive printed fabric showed excellent UV protection compared to control and pigments. On the other hand, pigments slightly improved UPF values. However, magenta, black were produced good category of UPF values. So coming to the pretreatment part, pretreatment chemicals, they change, but they don't change significant enough to qualify under UV protection classification. And multi-purpose pretreatment chemicals, which can act as thickeners as well as UV absorbers, would be ideal combination to improve UV protection of cotton fabrics, especially for reactives. And also selection of binders in case of pigments are critical. And then we have to do the quantitative analysis for fabric porosity by image analysis or other softwares. And also durability study we have to continue. And then we are planning to explore different binders and also different thickeners to improve the UPF values. And thanks to USDA Evans Allen Grant, 1890 Capacity Building Grant, and special thanks to Adam Varley and Joseph Lynn, where I worked before, they helped us with the UV testing.